Thanks for listening to this sermon recorded at Holy Innocents Episcopal Church during one of our principal services. This sermon was based upon the lectionary readings for the day. To stay connected at Holy Innocents, friend us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or check us out on the web. Thanks for listening, and stay connected.
Wow. Happy birthday. I believe it is indeed Pentecost. We have already heard Spanish, Chinese, Portuguese, Arabic, French, English. And we've heard from different voices. We have come together in streamers and balloons, party atmosphere, pandemonium in the best sense of the word. It is Pentecost, the birthday of the church, and our children are front and center, aren't they? Just like it should be. Have you ever noticed something? Children, when they are thinking about doing something, they do not form a task force or a committee. They don't go to Barnes & Noble and ask to see the self-help best practices section. They just get to it. They just go to it. Intuitively, children just are. They give their whole body to whatever's happening. They give their soul, and you can watch it there just unfolding right before you in the beauty of God's creation. David Brooks, he wrote an article, a column about this very week in the New York Times, and our own Martha Stern sent it to me all the way from France. But we're glad she's here this morning. Brooks' column said that we as a people need to get back to the art of focus, creative focus. He says that we have too many things that distract us, so many gadgets, so many electronics, so many things on the calendar, so many things to do that we have forgotten how to be. And therefore, without being, we can't focus on the very thing that's in front of us. And we often miss the beauty of the gift in that moment without the focus like a child has. And so according to Brooks, what we need is to be able to recapture a sense of what it means to give ourselves fully to something in the moment with great intentionality. And there's where Pentecost and the column that he wrote sort of collide. Because Pentecost, this day, is about letting the Holy Spirit take charge. I want you to think about it. Can you plan to play with the Holy Spirit? Can you plan how the Spirit might move you? Can you prepare for how the Spirit might just bump into you along life's path? You see, every single moment that we are given in the church, the wind is blowing. That wind is blowing through us and asking us in the church, will you set sail wherever the Spirit leads? Too often the church, and I'm using church with a capital C, too often the church sets sail in the same old direction that the church has been going, gets out in the middle of the harbor and says, why isn't the wind going where we told it to go? Why is the wind blowing us to a new port? We want to head to the one where we already know the restaurants, where we already know the places we like to visit. The Holy Spirit moves in the church and says, you know something, sometimes you might have to actually change. Brooks' article says we need to be playful, playful once again. We need to sometimes say that the church is a big old institution, has become too comfortable with itself, too comfortable being an institution, being a mammoth, if not colossal success. So successful that the past well, controls us. You know, of the 200 or so emails I get every day that take my attention, I usually get at least 4 or 5 crying about the loss of the past. That's important to do. Please write me. But I get a whole lot of articles from priests and bishops and people that say that the church is dead and dying, that we don't know what we're doing, that it's just falling apart. These articles, which are as numerous as the stars, and I'm not talking about here in Atlanta, I'm talking about as numerous as the stars when you're out in the middle of nowhere. These articles, they're grieving the loss of something, and that's very important. But I don't read Veni Sancte Spiritus in them too often. Come, Holy Spirit. I don't hear Hail Thee Festival Day too often in their refrain, because doing church has become so very rote to so very many that they cannot be church. We don't need to do church. We don't need to do sacraments. We don't need to do holy, sacred, mystical, prayerful things. We need to be sacramental, to be holy, to be sacred, to be mystical, to be prayerful, still listening for the small voice of God in everything, and when necessary, to let go and let God lead us in the art of focus, the art of Pentecost. Just this week, yours truly was invited in Sandy Springs to go and do something he had never been invited to do before. I was asked to bless the opening of a bank. Perhaps if we'd done this before, and I was fretting over what to say. Bless, O Lord, that these deposits, that they may grow and multiply, that interest may compound and loans be paid on time. I was sitting there at my desk trying to come up with the prayer when, in desperation, I said to my own assistant, Carol Johns, I don't know what to pray for. She said, pray for the community, that the Spirit might blow through it. And so I went to the bank of Sandy Springs, and I prayed for the community of Sandy Springs, that we might be a vessel, a living vessel, where people seek justice and peace, where people be themselves, and where through the good work of a bank, we may get to know one other in the community and be more faithful to all the things God calls us to in this amazing city, in this amazing world. And having prayed, I went inside and was met by a woman who walked up to me and said, you know, I want to thank you and your people from Holy Innocence for all that you're doing for our community. I want to thank you for your church. I want to thank you for the change. I want to thank you for the Spirit that is blowing through your church. I want to thank you for the witness that it is to me. I go to a different parish. I go to a different place, but I run into your people all over this city, and they're doing amazing things, and everyone's talking about you because they know that you value one another, that you want one another to be your best self, she said. Churches have been shaped like ships for a long time. We got an airplane, and we're ready to take off. Because the Holy Spirit is blowing. The Spirit is moving. And in days and weeks and months and years, I see you, the people of God, saying, Vene Sancte Spiritus. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Be as pesky as you can. And bless our deposits. That they may bear interest in God's world. Thank you for you. Thank you for the church.